well, why don't we stand together? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let's pray. It's from Psalm 107, 21 and 22. Our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Oh, that men would praise you for your goodness and for your wonderful works to the children of men. Let us sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare your works with rejoicing. Amen. Well, we're going to sing entirely out of the 119 Psalm book. And so if we go to the very last Psalm of praise, having sung all through this throughout the week, somewhat ending up on the right note, we're going to sing the last three Psalms of praise, the last Psalm of praise and the last three parts of 119 today in worship.
Which one right now?
150. Psalm 150, which is the very last one in the book. Hallelujah, the Lord God's praise. Within his sanctuary,
save me and plead my
7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread, even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel.
And in the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you.
And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in the selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever.
Amen.
In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 121st day of the month at evening.
7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land.
Ye shall eat nothing leavened in all your habitations, shall ye eat unleavened bread.
That will go to Acts chapter 1. 1-14. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts of the New Testament. They're still learning their places in the Bible. We'll have Brother Christian read us Acts 1, 1-14.
Okay. The former treatise which I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all of Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when they had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter, and James, and John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
All right, well, if you would take your Bible and go to 2 Chronicles, chapter 30. 22. Now you get a whole different glimpse out of Psalm 119 when you sing it all together in a weave.
Oh, let my earnest prayer before me, Lord. Give understanding unto me, according to thy word. Let my request before thee come, after thy word me free. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught thy laws to me. My song of thy most blessed word shall speak and it confess, because all thy command demands a perfect righteousness. Let thy strong hand make help to me. Thy precepts are my choice. I long for thy salvation, Lord, and in thy law rejoice. O let my soul live, and it shall give praises unto thee. And let thy judgments gracious be helpful unto me. I like a lost sheep went astray, thy servant seek and find. For thy commands I suffer not to slip out of my mind.
Amen. Very fitting.
Amen.
I find it very interesting, just as a note as I was singing through this time, that he talks about, I like a lost sheep went astray, past tense, thy servant seek and find, present tense. That's an interesting observation. Let's go to the Ten Commandments, read the Decalogue, the 10 words.
Exodus or Deuteronomy?
Exodus 20. Exodus 20. Go to the Decalogue. Here's the 10 words. We will learn of the judgments of the Lord, which are his perfect morality. And then we'll confess our sins afterwards and our fellowship with Christ on account of the sins that we incur by breaking God's law. After this, let's say it all together. And God spake all of these words, saying,
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Have your sheet with you, 1 John. John 1, 1, 2 through 12 is where all this comes from. This is declared unto you as the apostle has given it unto us, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life.
For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and it is shown to be that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us.
He who is with the Father was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard is declared unto you, that we also may have fellowship.
And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
And this is said that our joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and is declared, that God is light.
And in him is no darkness at all.
We say that we have fellowship with him, and we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not the truth.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin.
If any one of us say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Let us then confess our sins and unrighteousness unto he who is faithful and just to forgive. The Father is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen.
We should not sin, but if we do sin, know that you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins.
Jesus Christ the righteous is the propitiation for our sins.
Not for our sin only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Amen. Hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. What is he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments?
He is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Who is he that keepeth his word?
He that is truly the love of God is perfected in.
Hereby know we that we are in him, and how ought one that saith they abide in him ought to walk?
Even as he walked.
This is not a new commandment, but an old commandment which we have from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. This is the new commandment, which thing is true in Christ and in us.
Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Amen.
Where is he that saith he is in the light and hates his brother?
He is in darkness even until now.
For he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not where he goeth.
Because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
But let us now receive as little children this truth, that our sins are forgiven us for his name's sake.
For truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Our advocate is Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins. Our sins are forgiven us for his name's sake. Amen.
Dear God, we do thank you for another day of your grace and mercy. We thank you for the Sabbath today, Lord. And for the ending of this feast, God, I pray that you would just help us to consider the passages that were spoken of, and Chronicles and the Law and God and the Book of Hebrews and the rest, God. Lord, we do just thank you for this feast that happened, the unleavened bread, and we thank you for Passover. And I pray that you would cause us to have even more joy and love for the feast. And as that one scribe was discussing with Jesus, that we would love you with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourself, that these are better than peace offerings and burnt offerings and sacrifices. And so I pray that you would increase that in our hearts, God. And Lord, just give us a deep love for your calendar and take it very seriously, God. And help us to study it out, and that you would maybe even open our eyes at things that we're not even seeing, God. And Lord, thank you for this food that we're about to eat. I ask that you would bless it and help us to have a good rest of the evening of fellowship and prepare for this upcoming work week, God. Give us strength as we do the work that's necessary. And Lord, I ask these things in your Son's name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.